We are hearing now from Spare Parts Puppet Theatre's Michael Barlow. Spare Parts Puppet Theatre is a WA institution, especially when it comes to school holidays, which is coming up very shortly. I think we've got one more week of term before school holidays happen. In the April school holidays, they are presenting Show Day. It's the first of two seasons that will be presented at the Ali Eaton Theatre at the Claremont Showground. Michael, welcome to RV.
Thank you for having me back. Yeah, I'm sitting in one of the dressing rooms at the Ali Eaton, our new temporary home, and it's great to be here on the showgrounds. Everyone's made us very welcome, and we can't wait to welcome audiences in to see a new show and in our new venue.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it seems very fitting that the title of your next performance is Show Day.
Yeah, the stars really aligned on this.
Yeah, we're having Show Day at the showgrounds. It's a new show. It's a new day.
You should write out publicity.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm available.
This show had its origins a few years back, well before we knew that we would be presenting works at the showgrounds. So it is lovely that it's kind of closed the loop on that one. But it came from, I grew up in a regional town in New South Wales and loved the show, looked forward to going to the show every year, and that kind of magical atmosphere once you're inside the gates, that you're in this special place that only existed for a day or 2 days every year. And of course, you know, you go to Sideshow Alley and stock up on fairy floss and things like that. But as time went by, I realised that more and more I was kind of excited by the Ag Society elements of it. You know, watching people come along and present their best chicken or their best fruitcake or, you know, do their best in wood chopping or show jumping or sheepdog trials, watching that kind of amazing communication between the handler and the animal to guard these, guide these dizzy sheep through their course. And just something about that really stayed with me, that just seeing people kind of show up and share the thing that they love doing with the community and how important it was to, you know, be ourselves and share ourselves with the community. And so I thought something kind of fundamentally so positive about that aspect of the show.
And those are really like the core of the show. The fairy floss is kind of just the, you know, icing on top.
Exactly, yeah. But it's got this very long kind of history, and I started sort of daydreaming about making a show and thinking how much fun we would have making puppet versions of all of those events. And spoke to folk down in Albany, including Drew Diamond from the Albany Entertainment Centre, who liked the idea and agreed to sort of come on as a project partner, and then people from the Ag Society in Albany, and went down with two collaborators, Ellis Pearson and Cecile Williams, and the three of us were just at first just meeting people in the community and kind of hearing their stories from the show and what they had done, whether it was, you know, as a kid kind of learning to ride horses and then taking part in show jumping and then later on in life becoming somebody that was a judge or somebody that helped young people come into it, or, great stories about people who entered the fruitcake section, which is really top of the Woz in the baking section. With very particular rules. You can only use the official recipe to enter that section, but always being thwarted by the emphasis at the end. And we realised that there was this huge effort going on that was mostly unseen by a lot of volunteers, a lot of older Australians who were contributing just all of this effort and huge amounts of time to make the event come off for everybody. And so that became a kind of another layer to the story. There's like the icing, the fairy floss on top and all the fun. And then there was this kind of idea at the heart of it being about how wonderful it is to show up and take part and then under all of that was this kind of effort, the unsung heroes of it, to make it all work. And in particular, we all fell a little bit in love with a man in Albany who had been the groundsman for Albany Show for about 20 years. And he was the person that sort of took care of laying out the site map and making sure that all of the vendors got the power when they needed it, and you know, people weren't set up next to the wrong kind of neighbours. You know, there was a year when the chickens were put in the same pavilion as the sheep, and the sheep people were very unhappy about it because they considered that chickens are not livestock and had no place in their pavilion.
What?
and Gary Wilson is his name, and Gary was the person who had to solve all of these problems, and it sort of struck us that this was a kind of story that we wanted to help share of what it means for all of this effort to go on, and how we, you know, collectively enjoy this kind of wonderful day out that so many people have worked so hard to pull off.
If you've just tuned in, we're hearing from Michael Barlow about the new production that Spare Parts Puppet Theatre is putting together. It's happening in the April school holidays. It's called Show Day, and it's telling the behind-the-scenes story of the show. When does it open?
We open for the public on Easter Saturday, on the 8th. And apart from the Monday, which is the public holiday, and Sundays when we don't have shows, we perform every day then through until the end of the school holidays, all the way through to the 22nd. Two shows a day here in the Illy Eaton at Claremont Showgrounds. And a few evening performances as well for people that might like to come along at night.
And then what are you working on for winter school holidays?
In the winter school holidays, we're returning our enormously popular production of Tim Winton's Blueback. Such a wonderful Western Australian story that, you know, kind of captures so much of what we love about the kind of ancient and wild nature of WA. It's sort of focused through a story around the kind of fight to protect natural habitats. And I think, speaking a little bit on Tim's behalf, drawing from his very close engagement with the fight to save Ningaloo Reef. But there's what we found with Blueback. It's a story that everyone sees themselves in, and wherever it's been performed throughout WA, somebody will say, oh, you know, Tim wrote this story about our part of WA. and it really doesn't matter where you are, that kind of effect takes place, which is so, you know, it's so much a part of what we aim to do with our works. You know, we aim to make works that give people, you know, something to think about, to entertain them, that young people and older people can come together and have a shared experience of. And also to reflect something of Western Australian lives for West Australian audiences. Not to say that we don't, you know, hope to do that for the rest of the country as well, but you know, everything starts from here and ripples outwards. And it was the same. That was, you know, also part of the motivation for making Show Day, was to make a work that would reflect some of those experiences, particularly of regionally based Western Australians, because there's such a vibrant network of ag shows around the state.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have a short performance season of the work down in Albany earlier in the year as a kind of precursor to this season.
A bit of a practice run?
Yeah, although, you know, it was sort of their stories.
And then
the right place to share the work initially, and the response from the audience was, I have to say, for me, it was professionally, I'd say, the highlight of working for Spare Parts.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations. It's always a special feeling when people kind of give you that feedback on your work. There is, for people who were not in Albany during that time and they want to have a bit of an idea of what they're going to be in for, they can check out a 40-second trailer on YouTube. I imagine it's available on the Spare Parts Puppet Theatre website as well. And head along during the April school holidays to see Show Day. It's a new production from Spare Parts Puppet Theatre. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on Artbeat this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, Beck.
That was Michael Barlow talking to us about an original production from Spare Parts Puppet Theatre. They have a new temporary home at Claremont Showgrounds and they will be presenting Show Day through the April school holidays at the Ellie Eaton Theatre at Claremont Showground. You're listening to Artbeat. I'm Beck Bowman.